My name's Hannah Kelly, and today I'm going to talk about how to obtain evidence and record consent to service user personal care and support. Consent is a key part to bespoke person-centred care delivery. Without it, you simply aren't providing a person-centred service. That said, consent is not always a straightforward process. There are other factors such as mental capacity to consider. The Care Quality Commission clearly states in Regulation 11 that providers must not provide unsafe or inappropriate care just because someone has consented to care or treatment that would be unsafe. Evidencing consent. So how do we evidence consent has been given and that we've acted within our duty of care to provide a supportive and caring service to the individuals we help? It's essential that this is established from the onset, as early as the first inquiry to the initial assessment, and importantly, before any formal contract is signed. From that very first email or telephone call, establish who is making the inquiry, their relationship to the prospect service user, if it's not the service user themselves, and do they have their consent? If the person inquiring is not the prospective service user, do they hold lasting power of attorney for health and welfare and financial affairs? This enables them to legally make decisions on behalf of the service user if they are unable to do so. Some crucial points about consent. 1. Is it valid? 2. Is it voluntary and informed? Consent isn't always formal. Consent, and just as importantly, informing an individual of what you're doing and why, is basic courtesy and humanises their experience. The last thing providers want is to have staff that deliver care by treating individuals as nothing more than an object, doing the tasks like a robot and then moving on to the next. Consent and being informed is crucial to delivering great care, and the reasons why should be clearly apparent to all the staff in your organisation. Let's make sure we continue to gain and evidence consent throughout the whole care experience by embedding it into our company culture. For our service users, individuals receiving care and support should be actively encouraged to develop their own tailored care plan with the understanding that it can be changed at any time. The care plan should clearly evidence that consent from either the service user, legal representative, or a decision made in their best interest, if appropriate. Providers should keep full records of completed mental capacity assessments and revisit them regularly. Evidence of DOLS assessments logged. Ensure that information is distributed to individuals in an accessible format. People cannot consent if they cannot understand what is presented to them easily. A discussion around advanced care planning and DNR-CPR should be at the very least be offered to service users, especially if they have fluctuating capacity, which will aid in maintaining their wishes later on. How can we support staff to ensure that consent to care and support happens? Staff should receive sufficient and informed induction and training that provides them with the awareness they need to understand consent and mental capacity. Consent should be part of daily practice and integral to the care and support delivery. Staff should be taught how to reflect this in the daily care record notes. Use real-life examples of what it would be like to be cared for without consent, what that looks like, so staff understand the difference. Consent can be demonstrated during spot checks or working observations. Follow up with consent during staff one-to-ones. What can providers do to monitor the evidence of consent? Conduct regular audits. Have detailed and relevant policies and procedures surrounding the topic. Ensure that you complete your various methods of regular staff supervisions. Quality assurance with service users and/or their representatives. And your training matrix. It's immeasurably important that all staff understand that what someone likes today may be different tomorrow. Years ago, I watched a video of a man being interviewed about his experience in a care home. He was asked during his assessment what he liked for breakfast, and he said porridge. From that day on, he was given porridge every day without ever being asked if he'd like a change today. A simple, "Is it the usual?" would suffice and would have afforded him that significant opportunity for his choice and consent.